¡Ay, ay, ay, ay! ¡Estamos en México, Tierra del Sol! ¡Viva, viva! Actually, we're still in the United States. We're in San Isidro, on the other side of the border from Tijuana. And when you've been down there, if you've been down there, either on either side of the border, you will see, no doubt, the casas de cambio, the money exchange houses. And these enterprises, these businesses, make their living from the buying and selling of pesos and dollars because people need to exchange their money. And I think, to be truthful, I think they make most of their money off of cashing checks and lottery tickets. But anyway, they're definitely serving an important purpose. And how are they making their money? Well, there's a spread. There's a difference between the two numbers here. Let's be more specific. For example, this one right here, if you bring them a dollar, they will give you 18.035, the period is implied, pesos. So you get about 18 pesos, a little over 18 pesos. But what if you want to take your pesos and turn them into dollars? Well, now, they want 18.525 pesos, and they'll give you a dollar. So you see what's going on here? They're making their money off of the spread. And this is exactly how the dealers and market makers on Wall Street, which they're not on Wall Street anymore, they're in computers all over the world, this is how they make their money, off of the spread. And in some cases, you'll find that the spread is fairly narrow, and sometimes it's not so narrow. For example, this first one we looked at, that's fairly widespread. And then if you just go down the street to their competitor, you'll see that their spread is a lot more narrower. 18.479 pesos you will get for $1. But if you want to take your pesos and turn them into dollars, you'll have to pay 18.550. Are you with me? Yeah. So when you see the price of Walmart or whatever on the internet, that's not the there's dozens of prices, and they're all screaming and hollering. Well, they're not screaming and hollering anymore. It's all electronic, and they're all competing to buy and sell the shares and making money off the spreads. And in this case, look at this one. This is a fairly large spread. They'll give you 18.459 pesos for every dollar. But if you want to change your pesos back into dollars, you're going to have to pay 19.100. And there, what is sin limite? Some of these other companies will only let you exchange a couple $100. These people, yeah, give us $1,000. We'll let you change it. So you see what's going on? And these are all within 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes. I took all these pictures within 5 minutes one another. So all these people are competing at different price points. Make sense? Okay, so now remember these numbers because we're going to take a look now at a company right across the street that is going to give us a lot more pesos for our dollars. But you notice there's not too many customers here where the other places were very busy. What's going on here? Well, what we saw, I forgot to point it out, is the others advertise no commission, no comisión. They're not charging you what a broker charges you, the commission. They're making their money off of the spread. Whereas this company doesn't say that. You don't see no comisión anywhere, do you? I apologize, I should have pointed it out. If you go back to the previous slide, you'll see no comisión on several of them because, hey, we're not going to charge you commission. We're going to make money off of the spread. But these people are making money off of the spread, and they're charging a commission. Now, is that allowed? Sure. The Securities and Exchange Commission says that's perfectly fine as long as it is declared. And in this case, with these companies, if it doesn't say no commission, no comisión, you better assume that you're getting charged a commission. And notice, I think they make a lot of money off of buying people's gold and silver, oro y plata, and they give them a really bad spread on that. They don't pay them very much for their gold. So now, finally, now we're in Mexico. My apologies. Took us a while to get there. Now we're across the border. And one of the things I've noticed from doing this for years, folks, I've been going to Mexico for years, and a mí me gusta, I love it. It's a lot of fun. You got to be careful, of course. Get your sentry pass. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Sentry with an I. And the first thing you notice is that they're going to give you far fewer pesos for your dollars. But at the same time, they'll accept fewer pesos to give you a dollar. And I don't know why that is. A couple of times I've seen it reversed, where it was higher in Mexico, the number of pesos you were given for your dollars. But that's, I think, like twice out of hundreds of times. Normally, you just get fewer pesos for your dollars, but then you need fewer pesos to get dollars. So, conceivably, you could take $1,000, change it into pesos, run across the border, change it back into dollars, and maybe make $2 or $3. Yippee. Okay. Now, what's this one right here? These were all money exchange houses. See, no comisión. No comisión. See, we're dealers. We're market makers. We're not brokers. We don't charge a commission. We make money off the spread. That's what the no comisión means. Now, what's this right here? OXXO is their 7-Eleven. They have 7-Elevens, and they have other convenience stores, but OXXO is by far the biggest chain in Mexico. And they'll receive your dollars, recibimos su dólares. They'll take your dollars, and they will give you 18 pesos. Now, they're not going to give you the pesos. When you go into the store and buy something, they will exchange your dollars at 18 pesos per dollar, which is a little less than the other people are giving you because they don't really want to do it. You know, they'd rather you pay them in pesos because that means they have to go find somebody to take their pesos and turn them back. I mean, take the dollars and turn them back into pesos. So they really don't want to do it, but they want your business. So sure, we'll take your dollars, but at only 18 pesos per dollar. Okay? Now, everyone we've seen so far has been fairly legit. You know, maybe not giving you the best price, but pretty legit. Let's take a look at a company that's been around for decades and is not the most legitimate company. First of all, we see that their spread is pretty darn large, 17.845, the fewest pesos for dollars that we've seen so far. Plus, you can barely make it out. They've done their best to hide it. It says, cobramos comisión. It doesn't say no commission. It says, we charge a commission. That's what cobramos comisión means. We charge you a commission. Yeah, so they're doing what is allowed on Wall Street, too. They're making money off the spread, plus they're charging you a commission. And they will also buy and sell euros. I'm sorry. They'll also buy and sell euros. But look at this spread. They're going to give you 15 pesos for a euro and make you pay them 20 pesos for a euro. Now, I don't know if you follow euros, but they're worth more than dollars. So these people are really raping any Europeans that come. But who else will buy and sell euros? I don't see anybody else doing it. So they figure, well, we can charge whatever the market will bear. So that's the old saying, let the buyer beware, be careful. And by the way, when you go down to the resort areas, this is what's going to happen. You're just going to get reamed, folks. So that's why I try to change my dollars up here. Actually, I've been using a couple electronic ones that give you an even better rate than the Casas de Cambios. And then finally, here is what you'll see in few locations in Tijuana, but almost everywhere when you go down to the resort areas, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, you will see people who will give you 17 0.099. I guess they want people to think that the zero is a period, so they think it's like 17.99. Well, no, it's almost as low as 17 pesos per dollar. So you see what they're doing? They are hoping that people don't understand what's going on. They'll take their dollar and give them a little over 17 pesos. So their spread is huge. And folks, this is what goes on the pink sheets, on the bulletin board, in the penny stocks. You know, you think you're getting a really good deal, and the price might be 7 cents, but the spread is huge. They'll, you pay them, you know, 7 cents for one of these penny stock shares, but then when you go to sell the shares back at the current price, they will give you four cents for it. You understand? This, and it doesn't sound like much. It's 3 cents, but it's almost 50%. As soon as you buy that thing, you've lost almost 50%. If you were to turn around and try to sell them back to the dealer. And this is what goes on, folks. And you know, you think some people think, oh, I can outsmart these guys. I can wait for it to go up and then sell them back. No. What's the old saying? If you don't know who the patsy is at the poker table, the patsy is you. So stay far away from penny stocks, folks. Not only because they're worthless, they're not real companies, they're somebody's garage out in Iowa or Idaho or one of those places that starts with the letter I. Not only because of that, but also because the game is rigged from the start. You're going to pay 7 cents, and if you turn around and sell them, you'll get 4 cents back per share. And So we hope you've enjoyed this presentation on the Casas de Cambio, because this is exactly what goes on in Wall Street. Now, of course, you don't see it. It's all electronic. It's all happening behind the scenes. If you went to your broker's office and asked to see the shares being traded, I mean, it's amazing to watch. The screen just flies by, and that's just one stock. I've done it. It's kind of fun, but at the same time, it's very disorienting. And you'll see all the different prices. It's not just one price. It's dozens of prices going on at any one time. Cool. Okay. So questions? You know who to contact? I can talk about this a lot longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen, but we hope you've enjoyed it. Keep up the great work, students. We are very proud of you.